All right, let's begin. For our next hour, we go into one, right? Mm-hmm. One, okay. All right, so this last hour we have looked at the Old Testament control for typology, sanctuary typology in particular.
Dakle, poslednji sat ćemo malo proučavati ovu kontrolu starozajetnu za tipologiju.
And we have seen that Moses saw on the mountain a copy of the heavenly sanctuary, a miniature model of the heavenly sanctuary.
Dakle, Mojsije je video kopiju, miniaturni model nebeske svetinje.
And then he was asked to build the earthly like that miniature model which he had seen on the mountain.
I onda je traženo od njega da sagradi zemaljsku po tom miniaturnom modelu.
Now actually when I came to that conclusion after a year of exegesis of these passages, especially Exodus.
Do ovog zaključka nakon jedne godine egzegeze koju sam vršio nad ovim poglavljima.
I was a little bit nervous had I really gotten the right interpretation?
Bio sam nervozan malo, jer da li je ovo ispravno?
I mean, I was convinced this is what the text said.
Bio sam ubeđen da je to ono što tekst kaže.
But it was one Sabbath afternoon, I was reading in the little book that, one of the very first books that Ellen White wrote called Spiritual Gifts.
Pročitao sam knjigu, jednu od prvih koji je Ellen White napisala, Duhovni darovi.
And here's what she says there in Spiritual Gifts, in English, it's volume 4, page 5, Spiritual Gifts.
Četvrti tom, peta stranica, Duhovni darovi.
God presented before Moses a miniature model of the heavenly sanctuary.
Bog je pred Mojse postavio minijaturni model.
And commanded him to make all things according to the pattern showed him in the mount.
I dao mu uputstva za izgradnju po tom minijaturnom modelu pokazanom na gore. To kaže Ellen White. Dakle,
that was amazing to me.
To je bilo za mene zapanjujuće.
Ellen White, as far as I know, did not know Hebrew.
Koliko ja znam, Ellen White nije znala jevrijski.
She wasn't able to dig into the etymology and the technical parts of this study.
Znala etimologiju, tehnički deo ove proučavanja.
And as far as I know, no English translation of this verse says miniature model.
I koliko ja znam, ni jedan engleski prevod ne govori o ovom tavniti, al kao minijaturnom modelu.
How did she come to that conclusion?
Odakle on njoj taj zaključak?
That's to me just another evidence that God was working to inspire her and to give her guidance in.
To je za mene bio još jedan dokaz da ju je Bog vodio i nadahnuo.
In sharing this message with our Advent movement.
Da podeli ovu poruku sa pokretom, adventnim pokretom.
At first I felt, man, here I've wasted a year of my study. If I'd only read this text a year ago, I could have saved a year's time.
Evo, godine proučavanja, da sam taj tekst pročito ranije, ne bi morao da proučavam tolike godine.
But then I said, no, that's not right.
Ali onda sam rekao, nije to ispravno razmišljanje.
Because even Ellen White says we should not preach this message from her writings, but from the Bible.
Jer Biblija kaže, tu poruku ne propovedamo iz njenih spisa, nego iz Biblije. Šta sam rekao, Biblija ili? Ellen White kaže, tačno.
And the most exciting moments in my study is when things that Ellen White has said that I didn't think was in the Bible, I find that it's there if you look deeply in the scriptures.
Lepi momenti mog života su bili kad sam u Ellen White pronašao nešto, onda to ne pronalazim u Bibliji, ali kad kopam dublje u Bibliji pronađem.
Especially things like this, which she could not have known if she had not studied the Hebrew very deeply.
Ona ovo nije mogla da zna, nije proučavala jevrejski tako duboko.
So on one hand, this confirms my confidence in Ellen White.
S jedne strane, ovo potvrđuje moje pouzdanje, veru u Ellen White.
On the other hand, it spurs me on to do careful Bible study.
S druge strane, to me nagoni da detaljno proučavam Bibliju.
So I'm not just teaching our doctrines from her writings, but from the solid exegesis.
Predajem ovu doktrinu iz njenih spisa, nego iz jedne dobre temeljne egzegeze.
And I was glad I found this conclusion first from the Bible before I saw it in her writings.
I drago mi je da sam prvo pronašao iz Biblije ovo pa onda u njenim spisima.
Okay. Now let's move to the second control for typology.
A sad druga kontrola za tipologiju.
I can erase these now, can I?
Mogu da izbrišem?
And this is the New Testament control.
A ovo je novozavetna kontrola.
And this is the answers the question, how are the types fulfilled?
A ovo odgovara na pitanje kako se tip ispunjava, kako se tipovi ispunjavaju.
The mode of fulfillment.
Način ispunjavanja tipa, dakle.
We identify the types based upon the Old Testament identifiers.
Dakle, identifikujemo tip na osnovu pokazatelja u Starom zavetu.
And now we see in the New Testament the mode of their fulfillment.
I onda u Novom zavetu tražimo model ispunjenja.
Now if you could take your handouts and look at page 6.
A sad šesta strana ovih papira, pogledajte.
Most of you have had a course in a survey course of New Testament, have you? Some New Testament course?
Da li ste imali neki uvod u Novi Zavet?
And you have had a lecture on the eschatological understanding of the New Testament.
I možda ste imali predavanja o eschatologiji Novog Zaveta.
The already and the not yet.
Ono sada i ne još.
Yes, is this familiar to you?
From Romans that I'm teaching this semester.
All right, good. Good. And so that's basically what this chart is showing.
Ovo u stvari taj diagram pokazuje.
That there are three phases of eschatology described in the New Testament.
Tri faze eschatologije su u Novom Zavetu prikazane.
There is the first phase, which is the first coming of Jesus.
Prva faza je prvi Hristov dolazak.
I'm looking now at the last three columns of the chart on the right.
To su posljednje tri kolone tabele.
Then we'll look at the first two soon. But Jesus, let's first look at the way that the Jewish people understood the eschaton coming.
Hajde prvo da analiziramo kako Jevreji razumeju ovaj eschaton.
They described it in terms of this age and the age to come.
Oni su to opisivali u ovom kontekstu, dakle jezikom ovog doba i doba koji dolazi.
Is this familiar to you?
To je za vam yes. Poznato?
And Jesus introduced something new into this schema.
A Isus je uveo neku novu ideju na ovu šemu.
And that's represented by this arrow that's going back up here to the left.
To je prikazano ovom strelicom gore koja ide s desna na levo.
When Jesus came, the powers of the age to come had already erupted in his life.
Dakle, kad Isus došao, sile novog doba već su bile prikazane kroz njegov život.
And so Jesus could say there in Matthew 12 and verse 28.
Tako da je Matej 12:28 Isus mogao da kaže
about the miracles that he was doing.
O čudima koje činio.
He says the kingdom of God has come upon you.
Carstvo Božje među vama.
The age to come is already here in me.
Doba koja treba da dođe već tu u meni.
He inaugurated the age to come.
On je inaugurisao novo doba.
The first fruits of that through the Holy Spirit.
Prvine, yes. Prvine duha kroz Duha Svetoga.
This is the already of eschatology.
To je ono već o eschatologiji.
But he did not consummate the eschatology with his first coming.
Nije zaokružio eschatologiju svojim prvim.
This will not come until his second coming.
To će biti tek njegovim drugim dolaskom.
This is the not yet that still waits in the future.
To je ono ne još što još uvijek čeka u budućnosti.
And so we are living now in the tension between the already and the not yet.
Tako da mi živimo u napetosti između onog što je sad i onog što nije još.
Already the powers of the age to come have erupted in Jesus.
Dakle, sile novog doba su već u Isusu prisutne.
But we still live in this age, the old age.
Ali mi još uvijek živimo u ovo, staro doba.
We're waiting for the time when the old age will be gone completely and the new age will come, the age to come.
Živimo, dakle, očekujemo stvarni dolazak novog doba i kraj ovog starog.
This is the picture Romans presents and all the other New Testament writers present.
Ovo je slika koju i Rimljanima poslanica prikazuje, ali i drugi novozavetni autori.
George Eldon Ladd particularly has outlined this in his New Testament theology.
U novozavetnoj teologiji to prikazuje George Eldon Ladd. Imate je gore.
And an illustration, Oscar Kuhlman uses an illustration from World War II.
I Oscar Kuhlman je koristio ilustraciju iz Drugog svjetskog rata.
That there was this D-Day when the decisive battle was fought at Normandy.
Da je postojao taj D-Day u Normandiji kada su saveznici krenuli.
When that battle was fought, everyone knew the war was over.
Kad je ta bitka počela, svi su znali kraja rata.
But there were still battles that were happening.
Ali još uvijek je bilo borbi.
Until the final V-Day.
Do konačnog V, dan pobjede.
Came a year or so later.
Koji je došao godinu dana kasnije.
We are living between D-Day and V-Day.
Mi živimo između ta dva dana, D-Day i V-Day.
Now most of the Christian churches in their outside of the Adventist church, they emphasize the already and they emphasize the not yet.
Većina crkava ne adventista dakle naglašavaju već ili ne još.
But they don't emphasize what to call now. What is it now that we're living?
Ali ne naglašavaju šta je sada. Šta se sada odvija?
They say this was inaugurated eschatology when Jesus came.
Inaugurisana eschatologija kad Isus došao.
We're waiting for consummated eschatology.
Čekamo završnu eschatologiju.
But what is the eschatology now?
Ali šta je danas eschatologija?
Well, I invented a term for now.
Ja sam izumeo neki termin za to danas.
And maybe it's not the best term, but it's the one
možda
that I
Možda nije
use.
Najbolji izraz koji možemo pronaći.
And I call it here appropriated eschatology.
Ja to zovem apropriisana eschatologija, što će reći doživljena, usvojena.
It means what Jesus has done, you make your own, mm-hmm. You take and make it to your own.
Dakle, ono što je Isus učinio, vi sad usvajate kao vaše. Dakle, zato je usvojena.
Now, what is the nature of the kingdom in these three phases of eschatology?
Kakvo je carstvo u ove tri faze eschatologije, carstvo Božje?
I'm looking here at the line that says fulfillment mode.
Ova treća linija što kaže model ispunjenja ili način ispunjenja.
Do you see where I am there?
Vidite li gdje je to? Dakle, treća linija, prva kolona.
When Jesus came, what was the nature of his kingdom?
Kad je Isus došao, kakvo je bilo njegovo carstvo?
Did he literally do miracles?
Da li je doslovno činio čuda?
Did they see the power of his reign?
Da li je video silu carstva?
Yes.
Da.
Did he literally gather the 12 disciples to himself?
Da li je doslovno pozvao dvanaestoricu?
Yes.
Da.
It was a literal fulfillment, but only a partial fulfillment.
To je bilo doslovno, ali nepotpuno.
The whole world was not transformed.
Ceo svet nije bio preobražen.
He didn't gather all of his faithful ones to him there literally.
Nije on doslovno pozvao sve svoje verne k sebi.
It was just the inauguration of the eschatology.
To je bila samo inauguracija eschatologije.
When Jesus went back to heaven.
Kad se Isus vratio na nebo.
We read in Matthew 18.
Mateo 18 čitamo.
I'm sorry, Matthew 16 and verse 19.
U stvari 16:18. Mateo
16. That he gave the keys of the kingdom to his disciples.
Da je dao ključeve carstva učenicima.
But what was the nature of the kingdom during this time of the church?
Ali šta je priroda carstva dok crkva traje?
I believe you can test the nature of the kingdom by where is the king?
Dakle, ja verujem.
You ask the question, where is the king?
Da možemo prirodu carstva odrediti po lokaciji cara. Gde je car?
Because as George Eldon Ladd points out,
the
phrase kingdom of God,
carstvo Božje,
probably is best translated as the rule of God.
Carstvo Božje se najbolje prevodi kao vladavina Božja.
When the king is literally here, he literally rules.
Kad je on tu prisutan, on u stvari
And so when Jesus was here personally, it was a literal exercising of his power against the demons.
Kad je on bio ovde lično, on je doslovno svoju silu koristio protiv demona.
And over the forces of nature.
I protiv prirode, sila prirode.
But it was only a partial one.
Ali to je bilo delimično samo.
When he went back to heaven.
Kad se vazne na nebo.
What is the nature of his kingdom here on earth?
Kakva je sad priroda njegovog carstva na zemlji?
How does he rule here now?
Kako on vlada danas ovde?
Is it a literal rule?
Je li to doslovna vladavina?
No, it's only a spiritual rule.
To je duhovna vladavina.
Through his Holy Spirit he
rules. Duha svetog on vlada.
Is it only a local rule or is it
samo lokalna?
Worldwide rule.
Ili je po celom svetu?
It's worldwide.
Po celom svetu.
He doesn't just rule in Jerusalem, there in the Middle East.
On ne vlada samo tamo u Jerusalimu, na Bliskom Istoku.
It's universal.
Univerzalno.
But it's still only partial.
Ali još uvek je samo delimično.
Because there are still the forces of evil that are not part of his rule.
Jer postoje sile zla koje nisu deo vladavine.
And so the king is not here physically.
Car, dakle, nije ovde fizički.
He's only here spiritually.
Nego je duhovno ovde.
And so the rule, the kingdom is a spiritual fulfillment.
Carstvo je dakle duhovno ispunjeno, dakle duhovno.
I believe this is the great error of the Roman Catholic Church.
To je u stvar, tu leži velika greška Rimokatoličke crkve.
Among other errors.
Osim yes. ostalih greški.
Is that they take those things literally which we should fulfill, which we should see as fulfilled spiritually.
Dakle, oni doslovno tumače ono što bi trebalo duhovno se tumačiti.
And they put literal priests who are doing literal incense.
I imaju doslovne sveštenike koji imaju doslovan kad.
And they literalize what we should be taking spiritual now.
Oni su učinili doslovnim ono što mi treba da razumemo duhovno.
But that's a place for another class to deal with the Roman Catholic theology.
Ali to je za drugi neki predmet rimokatoličku teologiju.
But then when Christ comes again,
a onda Isus dolazi ponovo.
The king will be now reunited with his subjects, with his people.
Car će biti ujedinjen sa svojim podanicima, sa
and
svojim narodom.
And he will gather all of his people together.
I sabraće sav narod zajedno.
At first, physically, they will be gathered into the heavenly realm for 1,000 years.
Prvo fizički 1,000 godina na nebu.
And then we will all descend here and the literal establishment of his kingdom will take place on the new earth.
A na novoj zemlji posle 1,000 godina će biti ustanovljeno doslovno carstvo.
Here's the consummated fulfillment of eschatology.
To je ta ispunjena eschatolog, završna.
Matthew 25:31 calls this the kingdom of glory.
Matej 25:31.
We are now living in
carstvo slave.
We are now living in the kingdom of grace.
Mi sad živimo u carstvu blagodati.
Hebrews chapter 4 describes the throne of grace.
Jevrejima 4 govori o prestolu blagodati.
But then there will be the throne of glory.
Ali bit će i presto slave.
I believe it's important to understand this eschatological structure of the New Testament.
Ja verujem da je važno da razumemo ovu eschatološku strukturu Novog Zaveta.
When you look at the Old Testament kingdom prophecies,
kad pogledate u starozavetne proroštvo o carstvu,
they are fulfilled in these three phases.
One su ispunjene u ove tri faze.
I've given you a couple of examples there of these classical prophecies.
Primeri su iz klasičnog proroštva.
First, the gathering prophecies. I'm looking right here about
četvrta.
Halfway down. Yes, right here.
Četvrta linija piše proroštvo o sakupljanju. Druga kolona, četvrta linija.
There are these prophecies of Ezekiel and Deuteronomy about
tu je peta Mojsijeva Ezekiel,
the gathering of Israel.
I sakupljanje Izraelja.
Jesus partially fulfilled them when he gathered the 12.
Isus je delimično ispunio ovo kad je sakupio 12-toricu.
The representatives of the new Israel.
To su predstavnici novog Izraelja.
And now he is spiritually gathering his people to himself.
A sad duhovno sakuplja ljude k sebi.
And I've given you some passages that indicate that.
I dao sam vam tekstove koji govore o tome.
But when he comes again in Matthew 24, it describes his literally gathering.
Ali kad on dođe ponovo, bit će doslovnog sakupljanja
his
ponovo
people to himself.
K njemu, dakle,
do you feel the rhythm there?
Vidite li taj ritam ovdje?
Literal partial at the first advent.
Doslovno i delimično u prvom
dolasku. Spiritual universal now.
Duhovno i univerzalno sada.
And literal glorious universal when he comes again.
I doslovno slavno i sveopšte kad on dođe.
This is the rhythm.
To je ritam
of the eschatological fulfillment eschatološkog
ispunjenja.
And we could look at the illustration of the enemies, which is the same thing.
Možemo razmišljati i o neprijateljima Izraela na isti način.
The enemies were literally gathered around Jesus at the cross.
Doslovni neprijatelji oko Hrista kod krsta.
But not the whole world was gathered there.
Ali nije bio ceo svet tamo.
Just a partial.
Samo delimično.
Now the enemies are gathered around us spiritually.
Sada duhovno neprijatelji su oko nas.
Universally, enemies are there around us.
Sveopšti neprijatelji oko nas.
Spiritual enemies.
Duhovni neprijatelji.
And at the final crisis, the final fulfillment of this will take place.
A u konačnoj krizi, konačno ispunjenje ovoga.
As there will be the literal gathering of the enemies against the holy city.
Biće doslovnog sakupljanja neprijatelja oko svetog grada.
Okay, that's the way the eschatological structure works with prophecies, classical prophecies.
To je eschatološka struktura koja o proroštvu.
But what I wish to point out here is that this pattern also is the foundation for how typology works.
Ali želim da naglasim da ovaj model ispunjenja je u tipologiji.
The fulfillment of the types falls into this same eschatological pattern.
Ispunjenje tipova u stvari se svrstava u ovaj eschatološki model.
The type is first fulfilled in Christ.
Tip je prvo ispunjen u Hristu.
Then it's fulfilled in the church.
Onda u crkvi.
And then it is fulfilled at the end time in the final apocalypse.
I onda na kraju vremena, dakle posljednje ispunjenje.
And it's a literal local fulfillment in Christ.
To je doslovno lokalno ispunjenje u Hristu.
It is a spiritual universal partial spiritual universal fulfillment in the church.
Duhovno i sveopšte u crkvi.
Yes, partial spiritual universal partial fulfillment in the church.
Dakle u crkvi.
And a final glorious literal fulfillment at the end time.
I konačno slavno ispunjenje pred kraj vremena.
Let's look at one example before we look at the sanctuary example.
Samo još jedan primjer pre nego što odemo u svetinju, primjer svetinje.
Let's look at the Exodus, number two there, example number two, just before the bottom box.
Broj dva, izlazak.
The Old Testament predicted that there would become a new Exodus.
Stari zavet već govori o novom izlasku. Jeste pronašli to?
Centered in the Messiah.
U Mesiji.
We looked at that in our previous chart.
Dakle, na prethodnoj tabeli
smo
to već pronašli.
So now, how will that be fulfilled? How will that type be fulfilled?
Kako će se to ispuniti?
It's first fulfilled in Jesus.
Prvo, to je ispunjeno u Isusu.
Jesus' life was a new exodus.
Isusov život je bio novi izlazak.
Have you had a course in Matthew yet? Have you studied the Gospel of Matthew?
Jeste proučavali Evanđelje po Mateju?
If you look at the first five chapters of Matthew,
ako proučavate prvih pet glava Mateja,
Matthew is describing Jesus' life as a new exodus.
Matej opisuje Isusov život kao novi izlazak.
There's the death decree.
Postoji smrtni dekret.
Then he comes out of Egypt.
Onda izlazi iz Egipta, Isus.
Like ancient Israel did.
Kao što i drevni Izrael.
The next thing that's described is his baptism, his Red Sea experience.
A onda tu je njegovo crveno more, iskustvo krštenja.
And after he has his Red Sea experience, he
goes
into the wilderness.
Mora, on ide u pustinju.
For 40 days, like the children of Israel were there for 40 years.
Kao Izrael što je bio 40 godina.
Is Jesus aware? Does he know that he is experiencing the new Exodus?
Da li on svestan, Isus? Da li zna da je to novi izlazak?
Can we know that?
Da li možemo to znati?
Yes, we can.
Možemo.
Because in the wilderness when he talks to the devil,
jer u pustinji kad govori đavolu,
all three of his quotations,
sva tri citata,
are from Deuteronomy chapter 6 and 8.
Su iz 5. Mojsijeva 6-8.
In which Moses, where Moses summarized the Exodus experience.
gde je Mojsije u stvari sumirao iskustvo izlaska.
And where the old Israel failed.
I gde je stari Izrael promašio.
The new Israel in his new Exodus succeeds.
Novi Izrael uspeva, novi izlazak.
And after those 40 years,
posle tih 40 godina, 40
days representing the 40 years,
koji predstavlja 40 godina,
where does he go?
Gde odlazi?
He goes on to the mountain and he has the Sermon on the Mount.
On odlazi na planinu, na goru i ima propoved na gori.
He's the new Moses.
On je novi Mojsije.
Giving the new Deuteronomy at the end of the 40 years.
Koji daje na kraju 40 godina novu petu Mojsiju.
Deuteronomy means the second giving of the law.
Deuteronomy, jel, to je novo davanje zakona.
And then you can follow right on through the rest of his life.
I onda možete da pratite kroz ceo život njegov.
His death is a Exodus experience.
Njegova smrt je bila iskustvo izlaska.
Turn with me to one text just to illustrate this in Luke chapter 9.
Samo da vam ilustrujem ovo u Luki 9.
This is describing the transfiguration.
Opisuje se preobraženje.
And you remember that there on the Mount of Transfiguration, Moses and Elijah appears to Jesus.
Sećate se da se tu javljaju Mojsije i Ilija Isusu.
Do we know what they spoke? Do we know the words they spoke to him?
Znamo li o čemu su pričali njemu?
No, we don't have their exact words.
Ne znam, nemamo tačne reči koje su rekli.
But we have the topic.
Ali imamo temu o kojoj su pričali.
It says in verse 31.
31.
They spoke of his what?
Pokazaše se u čemu.
What does your verse version say?
Govorahu o čemu.
What is the meaning of that?
They spoke about what? You mean,
yeah, what is the word that is used in your translation?
Exodus.
Does it have Exodus?
Yes.
Serbian is fantastic.
Yes.
Serbian heavenly language.
All right, the heavenly language here. I have to spend 15 minutes to my Americans explaining this.
Yes, yes.
Because we just have his death.
About his death. Da oni imaju samo o smrti.
Yeah. But the Greek word here is exodus.
Ali grčka reč je exodus. Dakle, ovde gde je naš izlazak.
And so, Moses, the first Moses, is speaking to the second Moses about
Prvi
his Mojsije exodus.
Prvi Mojsije govori o drugom Mojsiju o izlazku.
Which he was to accomplish in Jerusalem.
Koji treba da svrši u Jerusalemu.
And when Jesus died, he was experiencing a baptism experience. He said, are you willing to be baptized with the baptism that I'm going to be baptized with?
Kad je Isus umro, on je kršten. Jer on pita, kaže, jeste spremni da se krstite krštenjem kojim se ja krstim?
His death was his baptism into death.
Smrt je bilo krštenje u smrt.
And when he rose again, how long did he stay here on this earth?
Koliko je ostao na zemlji dugo kad je ustao?
40 days again, the period of time of the 40 days in the wilderness.
Opet je ostao 40 dana kao u pustinji 40 godina.
And then he became the new Joshua.
A onda je postao i novi Isus Navin.
And he headed back to the promised land.
I ušao u obećanu zemlju.
And he invites us to follow him there.
I onda nas poziva da ga sledimo.
The whole picture of the gospel can be seen as a new Exodus experience.
Celo evanđelje se može posmatrati u kontekstu izlaska.
So that's Jesus' experience.
To je Isusovo iskustvo.
This is the inaugurated eschatology.
To je inaugurisana eschatologija.
What about us?
A šta je s nama?
If we are part of the body of Christ,
ako smo mi telo Hristovo,
then what Jesus experienced, we experience.
Ono što mi prolazimo, to je ono što Isus prolazi.
But in a spiritual sense.
Ali u duhovnom smislu.
And so our pilgrimage through life is an exodus experience.
Naše hodočašće kroz život je u stvari izlazak.
Coming out from the bondage of sin to
izašli smo
freedom.
Iz ropstva greha u slobodu.
In the promised land.
Do obećane zemlje.
And in fact the whole book of Hebrews is describing that pilgrimage of the true people of God to the promised land.
Cela knjiga Vreme poslanica opisuje stvari to hodočašće u obećanu zemlju Božjeg naroda.
And at the same time there will be a final exodus.
Konačno biće i taj poslednji izlazak.
And that's described in Revelation chapter 15.
A to je opisano u Otkrivenju 15.
1 to 3.
1 do 3.
And here we have those who have gotten the victory over the beast and his image and his mark.
To su oni koji pobediše zver, ikonju njezinu i žig njezin.
And they're standing on the sea of glass.
I stoje na staklenom moru.
Are they standing beside or are they standing on?
Da li stoje pored ili na staklenom moru?
Yeah, they're standing on.
Na.
Epi, it's the Greek preposition epi, upon.
Epi, na.
But what is this sea representing?
Ali šta more predstavlja?
It's the antitype of what in the Old Testament?
Antitip čega u Starom Zavetu?
Of the Red Sea.
Crvenog mora.
How do we know that?
Kako to znamo?
Because the next line says that they're singing the song of Moses.
Jer sledeći stih kaže i pevahu pesmu Mojsija.
You remember after the children of Israel crossed over the Red Sea, they sang in Exodus 15 the song of Moses.
Sećate se kad su prešli Crveno more, koju pesmu su pevali? Pesmu Mojsije.
But remember the antitype is greater than the type.
Ali setite se da je antitip veći od tipa.
Now the redeemed people of God do not have any more sin.
Otkupljen narod Boži nema greha više.
They don't need to pass through the sea to
be. Ne moraju proći kroz more.
From sin.
Da bi bili očišćeni od greha.
They stand on the sea.
Oni su na moru sad.
Which is the symbol of victory.
To je simbol pobede na moru.
And overcoming.
I pobede, dakle.
Yes, okay. And they sing not only the song of Moses.
Oni pevaju ne samo pesmu Mojsijevu,
but there's a second stanza.
Nego postoji druga strofa te pesme.
And that's the song of the Lamb.
A to je pesma jagnjetova.
And so here is the final exodus.
Evo out, konačni izlazak.
Out from the bondage of this world to
iz ropstva ovog sveta u carstvo slave.
Do you feel the rhythm of that typology?
Osjećavate taj ritam u tipologiji?
And you can take all of the various types of the Bible and you will find that they fit into the same rhythm.
Različite tipove u Bibliji možete uzeti, isti ritam ćete osjetiti.
The same is true with the sanctuary.
Isto je sa svetinjom.
Let's look at that darkened black box at the bottom now.
Pogledamo ovu boldiran, dakle ovo na dnu stranice.
According to the New Testament, Jesus is the fulfillment of the sanctuary.
Prema Starom Zavetu, Isus je ispunjenje svetinje. Novom Zavetu, pardon.
John 1:14, we quoted this Jovan for the 1, Feast 14. Of Tabernacles time.
To smo citirali kad smo imali praznik Senica.
The word became flesh and tabernacled among us.
Reč je postala telo i ušatorila se.
He became the tabernacle. He became the sanctuary.
On je postao senica, šator.
In John 2, verse 21.
Jovan 2:21.
Jesus says, destroy this body and in 3 days, destroy this temple and in 3 days I will build it up again.
Isus kaže, uništite ovaj hram, ja ću ga podići za 3 dana.
And then John says, he spoke of the temple of his body.
A onda Jovan kaže, govorio o hramu tela svojega.
Jesus was the fulfillment of all of the sanctuary typology.
Isus je bio ispunjenje svetinje.
Think about it.
Razmišljajte o ovome.
Jesus was the priest.
On je bio sveštenik.
He was the sacrifice.
On je bio žrtva.
Jesus was the bread.
On je bio hleb.
Jesus was the light.
On je bio svetlost.
Jesus was the incense.
On je bio kad mirisni.
He was the mercy seat.
On je bio pomirilište.
He was the veil.
On je bio zavesa.
He was the Shekinah glory.
On je bio Shekina, dakle slava.
He was the Torah.
On je bio Tora.
He was the linen, the fine linen of righteousness.
On je bio i onaj svila pravde.
He was the laver.
Umivaonica.
He's everything.
Sve.
The sanctuary points us to Jesus.
Svetinja ukazuje na Isusa.
But now our evangelical friends, our Protestant friends are willing to see that part.
Protestanti su spremni da to vide.
And they say, well, that's all there is to the sanctuary message.
Kaže, eto, to je to, svetinje sve. To je poruka svetinje.
It's all fulfilled in Jesus.
Sve je ispunjeno u Isusu.
But they miss the other two aspects of sanctuary typology.
Ali oni ne vide dva aspekta svetinje, dakle tipologije koji nedostaju.
And to be fair, I should say that our Adventist people often look at the third one and forget about the first one.
A naši
they look at the heavenly sanctuary.
Oni često vide treću nebesku svetinju, ali ne vide ovu prvu.
And forget about the fact that Jesus is the ultimate sanctuary.
Dakle, zaboravljaju, gledaju nebesku svetinju, zaboravljaju da je Isus krajnja nebeska svetinja.
It's not an either or, it's a both and.
Nije ili izbor, nego i jedno i drugo.
In fact, it's all three.
U stvari, sva tri su.
Jesus is the sanctuary.
Isus svetinja.
And if we are part of his body,
i ako smo deo od njegovog tela,
the church is the body of Christ,
crkva je telo Hristovo,
and individually as we are the temple of the Holy Spirit,
mi smo individualno hram Duha Svetoga.
Every one of these typological features of the sanctuary finds their fulfillment in us.
Svaki deo te tipologije svetinje pronalazi ispunjenje i u nama.
So Jesus says, present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
Zato postoji onaj tekst, dajte u žrtvu živu, svetu, ugodnu, vaše telo.
And he said, you are the light of the world.
Ili će reći, vi ste videlo svetu.
And the linen, which is the fine linen of the righteousness of the saints.
Kaže da je svila pravda svetih.
You are priests.
Vi ste sveštenici.
Both men and women.
I žene, i muškarci, i žene.
The priesthood of all believers.
Sveštenstvo svih vernih.
According to 1 Peter chapter 2.
Po 1. Petrovi 2.
And so I have let's do the one more step here now.
Samo još jedan korak ovde.
There is finally the heavenly sanctuary.
Konačno i nebeska svetinja.
And the one difference in the typology of the sanctuary that you don't find in the other types of the Old Testament.
Postoji jedna razlika tipologije u svetinji odnosno na druge tipologije, tipove u Starom Zavetu.
Is that the heavenly sanctuary has been in existence all the time through eternity.
A to je da je nebeska svetinja stalno postala kroz večnost.
And that's why I have this line at the top, the overarching dimension of the heavenly sanctuary all
zato
the way through
imam
history.
Zato imam ovu liniju na vrhu, vertikalna dimenzija, dakle.
We have the earthly sanctuary, that's the type.
Imamo zemaljsku koja je tip.
In the Old Testament times.
Starom Zavetu.
But at that same time, the heavenly sanctuary is there, the antitype.
Ali u isto vreme postoji i antitip, nebeska svetinja.
In fact, the antitype, which is the heavenly sanctuary, actually came first before the earthly.
U stvari, antitip nebeska svetinja je došlo pre zemaljski.
That's why in Hebrews, it's at first confusing to see the language Hebrews uses.
Zato nas buni jezik Jevrejima poslanice često.
Because if the typos,
ako je tipos
in Exodus 25,
u drugoj Mojsijevoj 25,
is the miniature model,
minijaturni model,
then what is the earthly sanctuary?
Onda šta je zemaljska svetinja?
According to Hebrews.
Prema Jevrejima.
This is 8:5.
Ovo je 8:5. A 9:24? Antitipos.
Is the earthly.
Zemaljska svetinja antitipos onda.
Because anti means corresponding to.
Jer anti znači nešto što odgovara nečemu.
Antitupas always comes after the tupas.
Antitipos je uvijek posle tiposa.
And if the tupas comes first,
a ako tipos dolazi prvi,
which is the miniature model of the
što je minijaturni model nebeske svetinje,
then the one that comes later is called the antitupas.
Onda posle njega dolazi antitipos.
And at first that seems very confusing.
Na prvi pogled ovo je zbunjujuće.
But if you just stop and realize that it's the exact same rhythm as we've seen in all the other typology.
Ali isti je ritam kao u tipologiji, drugoj tipologiji.
With the one exception,
sa jednim izuzetkom,
that the heavenly goes all the way along.
Da je nebeska svetinja skroz postojala, dakle.
It exists before the earthly.
Postoji pre zemaljski.
But in function to solve the sin problem.
Ali u funkciji rešavanja problema greha.
The New Testament, the heavenly sanctuary doesn't start functioning until after Christ dies officially.
Nebeska svetinja nije počela da funkcioniše tek posle smrti Hristove. Kad je funkcija
You have to have the blood of the new covenant.
Jer treba vam krv novog zaveta.
Before the new covenant can be officially operated.
Okay, he wants us to repeat the question on this.
Okay, in its existence, the heavenly sanctuary comes first.
Što se tiče postojanja, dakle egzistencije, prvo dolazi nebeska svetinja.
And the earthly sanctuary comes later.
A zemaljska nakon toga.
That's why the earthly is called the In Hebrews it's called the antitypos.
Zato je zemaljska u jevrejima nazvana antitipos.
But in function,
ali u funkciji,
the earthly is first.
Zemaljska je prva. U službi.
And then when Christ comes, he can start the heavenly functioning.
A onda kad Isus došao, počeo je nebesku službu.
And so the typology of the sanctuary works exactly the same as of all the other typologies.
Tako da i tipologija svetinje na isti način je kao i druga tipologija.
But the Greek terms are reversed simply because of this difference in existence, the time of existence.
Ali nekad su grčki izrazi ispremetani baš zbog tog postojanja svetinje koja je postojala pre.
And so having pointed that out,
naglašavajući to,
I will not confuse you by using the terms as Hebrews uses them.
Neću da vas bunim i ne morate da koristite izraze kako ih Jevrejima
koriste. So I will call the Old Testament sanctuary the type.
Ja ću starozavetnu svetinju onda nazvati tip,
the heavenly sanctuary, the antitype.
A nebesku antitip.
Because that's the way they function.
To je funkcija njihova, tako funkcioniš.
Even though in Hebrews he has to, the author has to reverse the terms because of the quotation here in Exodus 25.
Iako u Jevrejima poslanici autor mora da izokrene izraze zato što je citirao u 8:5.
So if you didn't understand what I said during the last 10 minutes.
Ako niste razumeli šta sam rekao prošlih 10 minuta.
Don't worry about it.
Ne sekirajte se.
Just think about typology like we have been saying.
Samo razmišljajte o tipologiji kao što smo već do sada govorili.
Go ahead.
Something similar was in the last Sabbath school lesson about Hebrews.
Yes, that's right.
It
dealt
similar.
With this. Yes, that's right. And fortunately, we've just studied that for a quarter, so it's fresh in your mind. So.
Tačno, to je sveže, to smo proučavali za subotnu školu. Je to bila prošla ili pretprošla? Prošla baš.
Now, if you can turn to page 7 of your handout.
Dakle, sedma stranica vaših papira.
I want to make very clear, I'm not asking you to learn all of these texts.
Ask or not.
I want to make clear, I'm not asking you. Not
dakle,
asking
ne tražim you. Da naučite sve ovo.
But I want to give this for you for your study, for your own personal devotional study.
Ovo treba da proučavate za vaše proučavanje Biblije, lično proučavanje.
And I've tried to illustrate here the different parts of the sanctuary typology here on this left column.
Postoje različiti nivoi, dakle tipologije svetinja ovde u levoj koloni.
And then to show that first it is fulfilled in Jesus.
Prvo u Hristu je ispunjeno.
And then it is fulfilled in the church.
A onda u crkvi.
And there is a final phase of fulfillment in the end time.
I konačna faza, kraj vremena.
And you can study those texts on your own.
Možete sami ove tekstove proučavati.
To me, the most important practical implication we can draw from this.
Najvažnija praktična implikacija za mene i svega ovo koja se može izvući.
Is that typology is not just something, some beautiful way of describing Jesus.
Da tipologija nije samo neki lepi način da se opiše Isus.
It is that.
To jeste. Jeste i to.
But it has a practical application to my life.
Ali ima praktičnu primjenu u mom životu.
Because everything that was fulfilled in Jesus, Jesus
jer,
wants to give us as a gift.
Jer sve što je ispunjeno u Isusu, on nam daje kao dar.
So that the typology is a gift from Jesus to be fulfilled in our lives.
Tako da je tipologija dar Isusu u našem životu.
And so especially study those that middle column there about the church and the individual.
Posebno sam studirao u drugu kolonu o crkvi, individui.
And of course it will have then its ultimate fulfillment in the heavenly sanctuary
naravno,
in the last days.
So. Nebesku svetinju, onaj krajnje ispunjenje.
Do you understand the point I'm trying to make there?
Da li shvatate ovu tačku?
Typology is very practical for
Tipologija us. Tipologija je baš praktična za nas.
It's a promise of the power he wants to give us.
To je obećanje sile koje on želi da nam da.
To be his priests.
Da budemo njegovi sveštenici.
To be a living sacrifice.
Živa žrtva.
To be the light of the world.
And all the
other, and all the other aspects of the typology.
I svi drugi aspekti tipologije.
And so I invite us to reach out and take that typological gift and apply it to our own lives.
Pozivam vas da uzmete taj dar tipologije da ga primenite na sopstveno srce, sopstveno.
Okay, we'll take our last break here now for the day and then we'll come back for one more session.
Poslednja pauza za danas, onda još jedan sat.